So yesterday, the regime leader was wheeled out in front of a microphone, given a shot of adrenaline and B12 and other stimulant drugs, I'm sure, and then given a script to read on how his new BATF was going to get all BATF-y and stuff, and was zero tolerance for these evil, disgusting, and despicable people we call gun shop owners. Basically, it was Biden trying to say that the blame for mass murders in Colorado, California, Florida, and whatever other states have happened, Texas, in the last 6 months or so, can be laid at the feet of gun dealers. And somehow the gun dealers are the ones who, by the way, obey. I know, because I've been to one. I got embroiled in one of these background checks. Obey every single ridiculous, stupefying federal statute that's on the books. They do exactly what Mordor on the Potomac River tells them to do. And yet the nutbags, the Muslim wackos, all manage to get firearms, to get guns. It is obviously not a problem of gun show sales and people going to the arms merchant, which is the local, one of the local gun dealers around here, and buying a weapon to go start a war. That's not what's happening here. So what is happening? What is going on? You know, people say, well, we can't, no one knows why this person, why this shooting happened. I do. I know what happened. The demon showed up. Said, oh, an easy mark. Doesn't ever pray. Has a family that doesn't pray. Ooh, wants to be in a real video game where he can really kill people. This one is just too easy. And then the obsessing or possessing begins. And before you know it, tragically, you have this violence here. You know, I talked to Brother Andre yesterday during Wisdom Wednesday. I told him about this show, Killer Kids. There was an episode yesterday that I watched part of that that detailed the tragic story of a pair of kids, a 15-year-old brother and a 17-year-old brother, that were neo-Nazis. Now, you never know, because they portrayed it in the TV show. They had to reenact all this, so they make a set, basically, that's supposedly the kid's bedroom. And, of course, there's Nazi flags waving everywhere, and one of the kids has got I can't remember the Nazi slogan tattooed on his forehead. Another one's got it across his neck. And they are responsible for the death of... I didn't watch the whole show. But the point being... Yet again, children that are flirting with any form of stoicism, and that's what Nazism ultimately is, stoicism. People that are flirting with that, especially kids, are flirting with fire, evil. It is evil that's at the root of it, because the stoicism is a religion, and it ain't Catholicism, and it ain't Christianity. Now, people like to say this is just another form of Christianity. No, it's not. So with Biden out there saying what he was saying yesterday, it wasn't enough that he basically is going to tell state police and whatever form of ATF you have in every state, you're not good enough. Okay? You're not confiscating enough. You need to get into the business of confiscating. Biden basically says that tens of millions of legal gun owners, me included, are going to have our weapons taken from us. Now, my question is there going to be a voluntary period? Remember when you used to be able to go and give guns for shoes? Remember the gun buyback? They go into the hood and they give you a pair of Air Jordans if you turn in a 38 special or whatever. What is the incentive to get Joe Bob Brubake to fork over his custom handmade AR-15? I can tell you this, a pair of Air Jordans ain't going to get the job done. I've got many more details on what Biden said, especially with this, it wasn't a thinly veiled threat, it was a threat, against gun store owners, that if you don't do exactly what I and my new BATF Gestapo tell you to do, you're going to be in trouble. Then there's the one that everyone is talking about, and we'll also talk about this, the clip where the regime leader gets up there and says, and you don't give us the excuse that you need a magazine that holds 20, 30, 50, 100 rounds, because that ain't going to do nothing. Unless a deer is out there wearing a flak jacket, he said. Then he went on to say that, and besides, those weapons are nothing compared to the awesome military might of the United States 12th PMS Battalion that I've just put to defend, out on the front lines to defend against people like you. Then he goes on to say, your little ARs and all the other weapons you have aren't going to do any good against my army. You're going to need FA-15s and nukes. To which many responded, Congressman Thomas Massey was not amused. So I have all of that. I want to talk today as well about the incorporation doctrine. And this may sound boring to some people. Trust me when I tell you, there's nothing boring about this. So much of the talk yesterday was after the SCOTUS ruling that said that this is in the the 8-1 ruling of the SCOTUS that this teenage high school foul-mouthed twerp had the First Amendment right to send this Snapchat out after she didn't make the cheerleading team. And the ruling was voted on in the affirmative by Trump's three nominees, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh and Coney Barrett. So the first reaction that some people had to this that I heard was, wow, what business is it of the school? What kids are doing when they're not on school property? This is a private property rights issue. This is privacy, and it's none of the school's business. And I principally agree with that, except there's an actual rule that's in place that says that not everything you do when you're not where you go to school, or in some instances, where you work or where you compete, is completely permissible and you have this complete and total First Amendment right to privacy. That's just ridiculous. Here, I'll give you an example. Good example. If you're training for the United States Olympic team and you have signed the paper saying that while you're at the training facilities, you are not going to consume any anabolic steroids and that you shouldn't take them either when you're not at the training facility and we're going to test you for them. If you were to go on social media and boast and brag that you're not in your capacity as not as an athlete, but you're identifying as a regular average American at that point, you're not at the training facility, you don't have your training clothes on, et cetera, but you're taking the steroids for your private body, you're going to get kicked off the United States Olympic team. And no one's going to bark about it. Miniature plane, that's not the same thing. That's apples and oranges. No, it's not. Also, since I had occasion to read part of the majority of opinion, this is just incorporation doctrine nonsense here. This is, as my deceased, God rest his soul, stepfather would say, pure laziness. This is pure laziness. But it does tell us that Coney Barrett and Kavanaugh are going to vote every single time with the majority if they cite precedent. And I was arguing a little yesterday with Justin, not really arguing, but we were going back and forth. I'm like, yeah, dude, you keep talking about this Linker case and that all this is based on the Linker case, as if Linker is legal manna sent down from heaven. What if Linker was decided wrong?